Rich Valdez, a new voice in radio.
Because I have a chance to reach people from, you know, different age groups, different cities, different states, and it really is a blessing that adds to the greater conversation of life overall.
Introducing America at Night with Rich Valdez.
This is America's Town Hall at Night. We are live. So throughout the evening, you'll have an opportunity to tune in, to chime in and ask a question, as long as it's on topic, obviously, with what we're talking about. And then in the final hour of the program, we're going to be taking your calls on just about any topic at all. Mayor Rudy Giuliani, welcome to the program.
Rich, it's a pleasure to be with you, and congratulations. Nobody better to have this program.
Our guest is ranking member on the Judiciary Committee, Congressman Jim Jordan. Welcome, sir.
Rich, good to be with you. Thanks for having me on.
I want you to help me welcome Senator Tom Cotton. Welcome, Senator.
Hey, Rich, it's great to be on with you. Thanks for having me on.
Commissioner Brendan Carr with the FCC, the Federal Communications Commission. Commissioner Carr, welcome, sir.
Great to be with you. Thanks so much.
America at Night with Rich Valdez.
Let me try and find some common ground, just like I do here on the radio. When somebody calls in with their, we'll call craziness, I give them a chance. We talk a little bit, try to find a place where we can agree. And if I don't agree, I don't agree. But we find that place. And you're like, wow, look at that. This guy's a human being too. And while I may disagree with him and lots of things he stands for, there's got to be somewhere where we can work together, because that's the job.
Hey, Rich, I cannot believe I'm talking to you.
Oh, hey, welcome.
Thank you. I'm so enamored right now.
Paul in Pittsburgh. Hey, Paul, you're on with Rich Valdez. Welcome.
Thank you, Mr. Valdez. It's a pleasure and honor to speak with you.
New from Westwood One, it's America at Night with Rich Valdez. Now, more about Rich.
Here I am. I grew up in poverty to parents that were born in Puerto Rico and came here. My dad came here when he was 18, my mom around the same age, and they made a life for themselves. My dad worked in a cardboard factory and as a doorman, and for a while he was like the muscle for like an illegal joker poker type of casino that was in the back of a bodega in Brooklyn. And not a very, very illustrious career. We're not that kind of pedigree. But I've done okay for myself and made a career for myself and learned a few things along the way. And I've had some really good opportunities in life, and I thank God for them. My career in radio has been fantastic. I've had great mentors, Mark Levin, Curtis Sliwa, John Batchelor, and I've learned from Jimbo as well. So I think it's a blessing. It really is. It's an honor.